Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
What are your thoughts on the Bears' run defense? Not so good 2 weeks ago, pretty good Sunday night.
You know, I always look at it. I don't look at it as going against a bad defense. I always try to look at it like us handling our business on our end. I know they had a couple, like, just from watching the film, they made a couple mistakes, and some big runs was made on them. And I'm sure they're going to practice hard and fix those mistakes. So, really, we just got to go into the game and worry about ourselves and do the little things, and hopefully it turn out with a big game.
You're a speed guy. Do you think you've got the ability to take advantage of them, sort of like some of the faster Buffalo running backs did?
Hopefully so. This thing, you know, just going in and gotta worry about myself and stick to my keys and go on there one play at a time and hopefully one break loose.
Chris, what has the transition been like to this offense, and is there a trick to it when you go for a running back going into a new offense, into a new team and stuff like that? What's that been like?
It's been kind of good. You know, anytime you're going from a team where basically all the runs was under center and then coming to a team where a majority of the runs is out of the shotgun and stuff like that, it takes a little time to get used to it, and I'm sure as the game's gone and the more games I play under the system, the more comfortable I get with it, and the better I be in the system.
You feel like this is a legitimate opportunity to kind of get things rolling for you again like it was when you were having some great seasons with the Titans?
Yeah, I think this is a great opportunity for me with a very, very smart coaching staff and very smart offense coordinator, and I just think this can be big for me.
Your relationship with Matt Forte a little bit?
You say what?
Do you have a relationship with Matt Forte a little bit?
I know him. You know, we're both Conference USA backs, and I know the guy. We pretty cool. I got more of a closer relationship with Brandon Marshall.
How did you forge that relationship with Brandon?
You know, we both from Orlando. We grew up together, trained together, all that type of stuff right there in Orlando, and just been knowing each other since we was little.
In light of all this off-field stuff involving some other players, Brandon's name has been brought up here in the last week or so because of stuff that's happened in his past. He thinks it's unfair to him. Do you have any thoughts on that issue?
On which issue? Can you say that again?
Well, I mean, in light of the Ray Rice stuff and some of this other domestic violence stuff that's really captured the news in the NFL, Brandon's name has been brought up because of things that happened previously for him, you know, years ago. Do you have any thoughts on that?
As far as the Brandon situation?
Yeah, the people bringing up what's happened in his past.
Oh, is that a situation? You know, he's had some things go on in his past, and since then, you know, he's done develop a close relationship with God and changed his life around, and he's a whole new, totally different man, and, you know, I'm proud of him for that.
Chris, what can you tell us about Brandon Marshall that we probably don't know? You seem to know him fairly well.
He's a funny guy, like, funny guy that you would like to hang around, like to have a good time, just like to make people laugh. So, you know, anytime that I've hung out with Brandon, you know, we always had a good time. So, pretty cool guy.
You've been sharing carries a little bit with Ivory. Is that something you're comfortable with? I mean, before you were a guy that was you got the bulk of the work.
You know, a situation coming over here to a new team, new offense, new scheme of things, I think it's a situation where both guys can be successful in the offense. If you look at it, the couple games that we've had, I know like the first game, we probably ran the ball over over 35 times, and you know, running backs don't last long in this league, so I wouldn't sit here and say that I would want the ball 35 times every game. So, you know, you always need another guy that can get in the game, and the talent level doesn't drop, and still have confidence in whatever guy is in the game, and a way to mix things up in his offense and be able to, you know, have a change of pace guy in there.
The Bears' run defense was the worst in the NFL a year ago. Do you pay attention to anything like that when they change out a few players, or is it a whole new season? Anything can happen.
Yeah, it's a whole new season. You never can go back and go off of – you can never go off what was last year. Every year is totally different, so I don't even think about what it was last year.
From what you've seen of the Bears' defense just in the first two games, assuming you've watched some tape, anything in particular impress you, especially with regard to run defense or just defense in general?
You know, just from playing them over the years, they always been a good defense, athletic, can run sideline to sideline. It's still early in the week, so it's kind of a crazy week. So I don't have too much to comment on defense right now because we don't play until Monday night. So I'm really getting down on my film study tonight in the next couple of days.
Even without that, I imagine you're pretty familiar with Lance Briggs, right, as far as being especially a run defender and good tackler?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty good tackler, run defender. He's a guy that's been around a long time and has been making plays in his league for a long time. So it'll be a pretty good matchup. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the time.
Yeah.